state lawmakers took their first votes on Arizona's drought contingency plan yesterday. The House Natural Resources, Energy, and Water Committee approved the six bills and one resolution that make up the DCP. The state is facing a deadline of tomorrow to sign off on the plan. Otherwise, the federal government has said it would step in and impose water restrictions. Jared McDonald-Evoy, reporter for the Arizona Mirror, was at the committee hearing yesterday. He's with us now via Skype to talk about what he heard there. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Well, thanks for being here. So it was a pretty packed house yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much standing room only. There were some people in the overflow room as well. A lot of interested parties in this series of legislation.
Now, was there general agreement on the broad outlines? We've heard for a while now that lawmakers really wanted to see the details of these bills and get into sort of the nitty-gritty, get sort of beyond the broad overarching goals. Now that they have the details, was there general agreement?
There was general agreement. The general vibe in the room from most people there was we need to get this passed. It needs to be done. But then there are some stakeholders and lawmakers who are still worried about certain parts of the deal, specifically when it comes to well infrastructure in Pinal County. There's still some contention over that where a lot of farmers are wanting there to be a backstop for federal funds that are supposed to come in to help build that infrastructure. But for the most part, generally everyone's on board. There was one dissenting group that came that opposed the bills, and that was the Sierra Club. They came in and said that they were worried about some of the ecological impacts, that some of the additional groundwater pumping might do in the future, and some other issues they had with the lack of additional conservation efforts on the Colorado that they felt were necessary.
Let me ask you about the Pinal County issue, because that has come up in recent weeks. Does it seem like lawmakers are on board with maybe a little bit of extra money for that part of the state to help with the infrastructure?
It was hard to get a reading of that in the room that night. There were definitely some lawmakers who were lobbying for that to be included. Specifically, there is Representative David Cook and Representative Mark Fincham, who both represent large areas of Pinal County where a lot of these farmers are, and they both have been pushing for that additional funding, but they said that they would, you know, be more than happy with the money they're going to get because this needs to get passed, and, you know, everyone kind of agrees that things could be worse without a deal in place. But there is some talk about when this does go onto the House floor for debate that some representatives in those areas might try to add amendments to increase that funding.
Now, obviously, if amendments are added in one chamber, they would have to also be put on to the bills in the other. Did you get the sense that leadership in the House is trying to keep these bills pretty much as they are? Because, of course, there is a deadline of tomorrow for both the House and Senate to pass these.
Yeah, that's the kind of impression I was able to get from some of the debates that were had last night. And from what I've heard from lawmakers is that they don't want to muddy this up and add too much or remove too much. There's also some talk from the water director yesterday about that, saying, you know, these are delicate and intricately crafted bills, and removing or changing one thing from one could have an unforeseen impact on another. So let's keep this to a very bare minimum if we have to, or none at all.
Jared, I want to ask you about something that you mentioned with the Sierra Club and some of its concerns, most notably the issue of conservation, because that group has been pretty out front on saying, look, if we're dealing with this issue, we should really put into statute and into policy more water conservation measures. I'm wondering about the response that got from lawmakers on the committee yesterday.
Well, lawmakers on the committee said that the series of bills do address conservation. There is some of the Democrats on the committee were happy because there was a deal that was made where there's some monies that will be going towards a special conservation fund for the Colorado. But that didn't seem to be enough for some of the advocates like the Sierra Club who wanted to see more done. Specifically, one of the things that they were more concerned about that didn't get a lot of talk by the committee was there's going to be an increased emphasis on pumping more groundwater in the Pinal region, and that has some advocates worried that that's going to open up more fissures and cause other ecological damage to the areas when there's been, you know, longstanding policies in place to prevent excess groundwater pumping. And so they're worried about, you know, opening that up and what that could create for those areas, especially in the special management areas where water is really critical in the ground. But the committee didn't seem too concerned about that. They were more concerned about getting this passed, getting this moving forward to make sure that, you know, Arizona and the other states end up getting a different deal, given that the deadline is now 24 hours away, right. Basically.
Right. And of course, the House will continue debating these bills on the floor today. The Senate committee is expected to take them up this afternoon. That's Jared McDonald-Evoy with the Arizona Mirror. Jared, thanks.
Thank you.